Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology at the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is the lone standing committee of the Bell Packaging Committee, this subcommittee on reviewing the specifications. It is their job to make sure that staff has properly recorded any changes to the previous year's specifications so that they can be incorporated properly in the current year's specifications for Bell Packaging materials. We started with the 2012 specifications, made some changes, and they are now recorded in the 2013 edition of the specifications.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
These are used by the manufacturers to make the packaging materials that we use and to make sure that they meet the minimum requirements for Bell Packaging materials. Our goal of this packaging committee and of the cotton industry is to make sure we improve the quality of the packaging materials while protecting the lint in the bale of cotton itself. We want to make sure that we improve the marketability of our U.S. cotton in both domestic and foreign markets. We want to make sure that the packaging materials stand up in adverse warehouse conditions, whether these be due to improper or just rough handling of the bales. This is particularly important as cotton is being broken out of storage. People may not realize, even in transportation industry, how much jostling goes on in a van or a rail car as cotton moves across the country, and the material that covers the bale has to be pretty durable to stand up and be intact and do its job of protecting the lint in the bale.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The first change had to do with the type of material we refer to as PET, which is a polyethylene terephthalate strapping, similar to polyester. And again, this is a strapping material that is used by a majority of the gins. Historically, each type of strap is attached to a particular system. And what the committee did this year was to go back and look at the strap as approved for both systems and to reconcile the type of strap or the gauge thickness of the strap so that now any system that's used to apply the PET strap can use the same thickness of strap. And the second change had to do with the construction of polypropylene bags. This was a test of a new construction by a company that wanted to make a modification and provide the industry with a different style of bag. This was successful, and so now that new style of bag has been approved and included in the specifications for 2013.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The listeners may not be aware, but USDA has the final decision on the Bell Packaging material specifications because these are meant to be used on cotton that is loan eligible. A producer grows his cotton and then has it ginned and baled, and he wants to make sure the packaging material he used meets minimum USDA requirements. And about 46 years ago, USDA began relying on the cotton industry to provide them with these guidelines. And once the industry meeting together, the manufacturers of textiles and yarn and the raw cotton group, and decide on what the specifications should be or what changes needs to be in the specifications, then USDA makes the final decision on whether those changes are appropriate. And a letter has been drafted to USDA based on the action of the subcommittee. This letter will be sent to USDA in the next week. And once they get the letter, USDA will review the changes to the specifications and make sure that the committee hasn't done something that they feel would jeopardize the integrity of their loan collateral in the form of a cotton bale. Once USDA approves the specifications, then the 2013 edition of the specifications will be placed online under the bale packaging section of our website, and simply go to National Cotton Council's homepage, www.cotton.org. Look at the far right-hand side of the page, and there's a tab that says technical. And once you put your cursor over that tab, you'll see another tab light up that says Bell Packaging, and then to its left, specifications.